Wausau School Board member Matthew Young joins us by telephone. Quite a few people upset about the recent announcement of changes within the holiday music programs. How do you feel about this issue?
I'm upset as well. My child is, both of our children are students at Remountain Elementary, and I was looking forward to seeing their winter concert and found out last week that that's not happening, and obviously none of the parents that I know of were contacted. This was something that was done outside of the school board and without consulting the parents or the community.
Now, from what I've been told, apparently this is a policy that's been on the book for quite a while, but they just changed how they implement that. How do you feel about that?
And that piece of it, I guess, is separate from the grade schools not getting their winter programs. Again, if you're going to change the way you implement the policy, it certainly, I feel they should have talked to the board. Obviously, Mr. Book has been around and has dedicated his life to serving this community and teaching in this community. I think we could have done a lot more to work with him and make sure that we got music that both he and the board could agree to, or the school district.
I've been told that Mr. Book has been asked to moderate some of the selections in the past, but hasn't done so. What do you know about that?
I do not know anything. Like I said, the administration did not consult or bring the board into this. All I have heard is really what's been reported so far and a few snippets from angry parents.
You getting a lot of calls and emails?
Yes.
Roughly how many, you think?
Take
a wild guess.
I couldn't even tell you at this point. It's been phone call every hour or two during the weekend, and I couldn't even think to add up the emails.
Okay. Now, the elementary school issue seems to be where you have that direct interest with your kids in Rib Mountain Elementary. How do you remedy this if they say they want to take that time back for educational purposes but skip the holiday programs?
Well, I guess my first question to the administration is, DC Everest has not changed theirs. They still are having winter programs for their grade school kids. The standardized test scores that have been published by the state, they do slightly better than us. So I don't agree with it. I don't think that you have to limit the children's music to provide a quality education. I think that somebody made a decision that they probably didn't think through what it meant to the parents, and I'm sure that the teachers would like extra time to work with the kids in all of their subjects. But at the end of the day, the kids need a well-rounded education, and music is part of it.
Has there been any special meeting called so far that you know of?
No. And by law, there's got to be, I believe, 48 or 72 hours notice and public notice, but there has not been one set up yet. As soon as I haven't seen an email that has the notice of a meeting yet, and I believe that those typically go out to all of the news organizations, so you guys probably get it about the same time I do.
I haven't seen one come across yet, so I figured I'd ask and see if they were checking to see what might fit your schedule.
There have been some emails asking if when people could be available, but nothing has been set up. And at this point, I know that a lot of the parents that I have talked to over the weekend are planning on coming to Monday's board meeting, and that's what I've been encouraging people to do. So I think we're probably best served addressing it there, since many people are adjusting their schedules to show up Monday. I think throwing together a special board meeting, very quickly could put a lot of people, make them even angrier that they're given very little notice to attend the meeting.
Do you think that it's a good idea to regulate the songs they perform off school grounds? As the master singers?
I guess, again, it depends on the purpose of it. I certainly understand that the First Amendment and the constitutional issues that we face right now with freedom of religion and separation of church and state are ones that you really do need lawyers to weigh in on. I don't see a problem with it as long as the music follows guidelines and is chosen on the merits of the music and not the religious aspects of it. When you get into singing classical music, as these kids do, it's very hard to find good classical music that was written a couple hundred years ago that doesn't have some religious tones to it. That was what those composers composed for, the church. So I don't think you can get away from it.
Are you aware of any issues with Mr. Book being told to moderate the music a bit, but hasn't done so? Are you aware of any of that?
No, I like I said, I think you asked that one already. I haven't heard anything about that. Again, I didn't even know there was a problem until Friday, and the administration had not come to the board with any of these changes. I'm one of the newest members of the board. So if there were issues last year, I didn't know about them.
And sounds like you didn't see this one coming either, like many of the board members.
Correct.
And board kind of left out of this one.
Yes.
So you're looking for most of this to come out on a Monday night meeting and not a special meeting, right?
At this point, you got Tuesday, Wednesday, nothing's come out yet, so the earliest would probably be Thursday that we could have a special meeting if one got called. I think with how many people are planning on going to the Monday meeting, we're best served trying to accommodate those schedules that people have been rearranging since Friday, Saturday. This has been blowing up.
You haven't heard about where they might move that meeting to, because I don't think Longfellow's going to hold it all.
Yeah, I think it's going to be packed. I'm guessing it'll be a fairly long meeting, because rightfully a lot of parents are angry about this. So I'm sure there will be a good number of people signed up to speak. I have not heard of a change of venue, and again, as soon as it does, I'm sure that they'll notify the news agencies, and you guys will have the releases to start telling the public where to attend.